Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is contemplation in the heavens and the earth. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has commanded us to contemplate the immensity of His creation and the constant renewal of it. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَّقُونَ. Indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and in what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for a people who have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. O you who believe. It was said to the mother of the believers, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu anha, tell us of the most wondrous thing you saw from the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And she said, when it was a night from amongst other nights, he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, O Aisha, let me devote this night to worshipping my Lord. So I said, I swear by Allah, I love to be close to you, and I love to see your happiness. So he stood up, did his ritual cleansing, and then he stood to perform his prayer. And he then continued to cry until he wet the ground therein, until Bilal came to call the adhan for the salah, for prayer. And so when Bilal saw him crying, he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, why do you cry when Allah has forgiven you and whatsoever you have done in the past or will do in the future? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be a grateful slave? And then he said, indeed a verse was revealed to me last night, and woe be to he who recites it and does not reflect upon it. And the verse was, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, are signs for those of understanding. Yes, indeed. This is a noble verse, and it definitely deserves our reflection, and in turn necessitates us to reflect and contemplate the heavens and the earth, the entirety of the cosmos. For in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear that He has put into place in the universe clear signs and manifest truths that if we were able to contemplate upon, then we would arrive and the understanding of the immensity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudra, His omnipotence, and His perfect hikmah, His perfect wisdom. And these signs that are around in the cosmos includes the alternation of night and day, and includes the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth a place of settlement, and has made the heavens as if it was a protective roof. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi ja'ala lakumul arda qararan was-samaa'a binaa'a. It is Allah who has made for you the earth as a place of settlement and the sky as a protective ceiling. Allah has also facilitated between the heavens and the earth an atmosphere, a place of air wherein clouds move. And these clouds in turn carry rain, which itself, when it descends, revives the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this, ومن آياته أن يرسل الرياح مبشرات وليذيقكم من رحمته. And of his signs is that he sends the winds as bringers of good tidings and to let you taste his mercy. So rainfall is a mercy from Allah. And by it, the earth comes back to life, and through it, creation is brought into a state of renewal and perpetual benefit. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ. And of his signs is that you see the earth stilled, but when we send down upon it rain, it quivers and it grows. Through such rain, brothers and sisters, we come to see the land and the earth becoming full of greenery. And this greenery in turn speaks of a sustenance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supports his creation thereby. And so this whole process of renewal is a sign for whomsoever reflects of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is constantly creating and maintaining his creation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سُنَعَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْكَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. It is the work of Allah who has perfected all things. Indeed, he is acquainted with that which you do. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. And of his signs is that he created you from soil, and then suddenly you were human beings dispersing throughout the earth. About this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, أَنْتُمْ بَنُوا آدَمْ. You are sons of Adam. وَآدَمُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And Adam is from soil. And even though we've come from this common source of soil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his wisdom has made mankind differ in their races and their languages with a wisdom. As he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. And of his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth and the diversity of your languages and your colors. And in this diversity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls unto us that we come to know one another. And by coming to know one another, we come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is bringing about this diversity. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. O mankind, indeed we have created you from male, a single male and a single female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. So brothers and sisters, in this knowing, coming to know one another and coming to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are being tasked to know the various signs that he's sending us, that we not be of those who partake of this world but never come to realize what it really is, that it is a constant theophany, a constant display that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting himself be known thereby. And our task is to be people of tafakkur, to scratch beyond the outward form and to see the inward reality of the light that is beckoning us to recognize the Tawheed and the manifest oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people of tafakkur. May he make us from those ulul albab, people of these illuminated cores. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.